And now, what do you call this? A carpenter uses one of these when he's sawing a board.
Hoshi.
Okay. And let's see, this one. That's a piece of firewood in there. And a person puts one in one of these to saw firewood. And what do you call this thing?
That's the hoshi cut thing on here. The hoshi saw wood on it.
Okay, so they're called horses anyway.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what do you call this that a baby lies in?
Carriage.
Okay. And if you had a baby in a carriage, you would?
Push.
Okay. Now, that's all of this one you think. If a person cuts through a field, cuts diagonally across the field like that instead of going all the way around, how would you say he's going catty-cornered or kitty-cornered or across, straight across, or how would you say that? If he's going from one corner to another.
He's going crossway, I would say.
And let's see, if, would you ever use the word catty-cornered or kitty-cornered or anti-guideline? Would you ever use any of those words?
Yeah, he got that catty-cornered one.
Okay, and when would you use catty-cornered?
When torn on a line.
Uh-huh, okay.
In other words, it wouldn't be level.
Okay. Okay, well, let's see. I think that's... Oh, if somebody says, can you do that? You can say, yes, I can, or no, I...
can.
Okay. And I think that's about all my questions. Oh, yeah. I think you answered this one, but what do you call a piece of playground equipment that's a board in the, balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end, one sits on the other, and they go up and down?
What? Yeah.
Go up and down like that?
Go up and down. And we call it a seesaw.
Okay, fine. Do you have any children?
Yes, I got three.
And what do they do for a living?
When I'm there, my dog was here, she went up there with the express agent man. She stayed in Kemet, but she made up there in the house for him.
Mm-hmm.
And my other dog, she's in Cincinnati, and my boy too.
Mm-hmm.
And he was working for the city when I was up there, man. Daughter up there, I don't think she do nothing much, so she got 6-7 children this year.
Mm-hmm. And how old are your grandchildren? And what, do most of your grandchildren go to school?
Yes.
About how old is the oldest one about?
The oldest grandchild I got?
Uh-huh.
The oldest grandchild I got right around 23 or... Yeah, around 23 or 4 years old.
Was this a man or a woman?
She's a girl.
Uh-huh. Is she married?
Yeah, she married. My oldest grandchild.
Uh-huh. And does she live in town?
No, she lives in Cincinnati.
Oh, gosh. That's a long way away.
My oldest daughter is in Cincinnati.
Well, do you ever go up there and visit them?
Yeah, my mother lives there. Yeah, for me.
Do you like it up there?
Talking with her.
Huh?
I like it with me, man.
Uh-huh. You like it better up there or down here?
Man.
Do you like it better up there or down here?
I like it better.
Which do you like better, there or here?
When I have all of my children up there, I like them that better because I'd be up there.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, I can understand that. Do they like living up there?
Yeah, they like it. They've been up there around 20. She may have been around 25-26 years.
Oh, gosh. Well, he's just like an old settler then. I guess really his home.
Yeah, but now all his family. He got 8 children. Yeah, but all of them born there.
Mm-hmm.
At least all them 8 she got up there now, born there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got a nice family, haven't you? Do you get to see them much? Do you get to see them much, the people who live in Cincinnati?
Yes, I see them every once in a while, yes. About once every other year.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty good.
Yes.